Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. We're in Masech Krisis, and we are in the fifth parak. We're up to the Mishnayos Beis and Gimel of Parak A. Rabbi Akiva Mechayev, Al Safik Meilo Sashem Tali. Rabbi Akiva comes along and he says, look, if a person's not sure if he was Nene or not Nene from Meila, so he says you bring an Ashem Tali over there. The Gemara says, why is that? Ashem Tali is next to the parasha of Ashem Meilos. The Chachamim poachim, but the Chachamim say, no, you can only bring an Ashem Talui if you're not sure if you're Chayav Achatas. Here you would be dealing with a suffix on an Ashem Talui. Yomodi Rabbi Akiva, Sheino maybe es milaso, achetisvadalo. He doesn't bring the, Rabbi Akiva would agree that he doesn't have to pay the amount, the extra amount for the Me'ila, the Chomesh, until he's sure that he had to do it. And then he would have to go ahead and bring an Ashem Ilus as well. Some Rabbi Tarfon and Malo Zem may be Shnei Ashamos. Whoever heard of the fact that you have to bring two Karbanos Ashem? El Yavi Me'ila V'chumsha, B'yavi Ashem B'shtei Slaim. What he does is, Rabbi Tarfon says, what he does is, he brings the he brings the chomesh for the amount that he might have violated, and he brings an asham that's worth two slime at that same point in time. Yomer, and he should say as follows: Im vade mo'alti, if I was mo'al zumilasi v'zashami, so this is my karba me'ila, and this is the asham that goes with it. Bim safek, but if I'm not sure. And then hamos nedava, so then the money should be considered a money for nedava. But asham tali shemiminchu, maybe al hoda, maybe al hoda, right? And the asham should be an asham tali. Why is that? Why is he allowed to get away that way? Because the same type of carbon that's used for an asham meilos is also the type that's used for an asham tali. Samala Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva now turns around and he says to Rabbi Tarfon, look, the ram devarecha b'meila meuta, right? That makes sense when you're dealing with a small meila, right? So then you can bring this condition you put together. Bring the Me'ila, and then add the Chomesh, and then you can make the deal on the Asham. So, Harei Shebal Yadah Safik Me'ila B'Me'yamana Lo Yafilo. But if the potential Hana from the Me'ila is an exorbitant amount, right, isn't it better for him, Sheyavi Asham B'Shtei Salayim Ve'al Yavi? Let him bring a asham va meilos at that point in time when he knows he did something, but he shouldn't bring a suffik meila b'meya mana, but he shouldn't have to turn around and pay a meya mana now. Hamodi Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi Akiva said, would agree to Rabbi Tarfon b'meila muetes, right? And we see that that is the case where he agrees, where the amount of the meila is a small amount. Now ha'isha shevi achatas of suffik. Right, what happens if a woman is bringing a chatas ov? Right, she miscarried. She doesn't know whether she miscarried something that she would be chayv to bring a carbon yoledes or not. Right, so she brings a chatas ov in that situation. So imach lo nimlaka no dolosh yalda vaday teasan vaday shiminchi mivia alo hoda mivia al hoda. Right, if it turns out that she it is clear. Right, she knows, so she can bring it now and just change the intent. Before it was a carbon for a suffix, right? And now she can turn around and bring the Torah, the Ben Yonah, as a chatas. But once the Malika happens, and then that's where all the changes come into play between an Ola, an Asham and a chatas. And so therefore, it would make a difference. Okay, so now we see the machlokas between the Tanakama, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Tarfon. And we see that Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva wind up agreeing in a situation where it's a Me'ila Muetes. We'll stop here, but as Hashem will continue tomorrow morning, have a terrific day.